Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With it being the holiday time, people are in a giving spirit.
Of course.
And that means that more and more of these pay it forward situations could be popping up around the area here in Rochester. And it's exactly what happened to the woman and her husband who wrote in for today's Savage or Sensible.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read what she wrote.
Hit us, Corey.
On Facebook. She says, I've got to call out my husband for some savagery. We were going through the drive-thru to grab dinner last night. When we got to the window, the employee told us that the person ahead of us had paid for our meal. I was super excited because I'd never actually been in a pay-it-forward line before. But my husband asked how much the order was for the person behind us. It must have been an entire family because their total was significantly more than ours. He just said, thanks, grabbed our food, and pulled away. Can you say savage?
Wowzers.
Yeah. Where do you weigh in on this? If you want to jump in, the Club PXY Safe text line is at 69822. You can certainly call us at 222-9800. What are you thinking, Breeze?
I have to go savage on this.
Really?
I have to. Because, okay, let's be honest.
Yeah.
You were going into that drive-thru with the full intention of paying for your own food or drink or whatever kind of drive-thru it is.
Mm-hmm.
Why would that change anything? Like, so you're just going to take the free meal and run?
So should he have paid more money for the family behind him?
Well, I think it's almost like a wake-up call because the person in front of
you... It's a wake-up call.
The person in front of you was thinking about you, and they don't even know you.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
So doesn't that bring things to light just a little bit to be like, you know, I should really take a step back, get out of my own world head, what have you, and think about the person behind me just like the person in front of me did?
Would it have been a nice gesture? Sure. It would have been a nice thing to do. But in my opinion, pay it forward as an idea. It's very nice. It's also kind of a sick game of roulette because this is exactly what happens to people. It's one thing if you're paying the exact amount. That's one thing. I feel for this dude. Like, it sucks to be in that situation. And honestly, when it comes down to it, all good things come to an end. You know, I don't know, but I am not able to throw around. I don't throw the term savage around lightly, Breeze. I don't just throw it around all willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly.
So I got to go sensible on this one because ultimately when it comes down to it, all good things must come to an end.
Okay.
They don't keep going forever, right?
No, but
so someone's got to do it. I don't think it makes them savage.
Especially in the light of the holiday season, I think we should be giving back now more than ever before. You know what I mean? Why would you want to partake? Why would you want to be that schmuck that ends that nice giving train? Why do you want to do that?
This schmuck's jumping in on the text line at 69822. Sensible. I had this happen to me and I didn't have enough cash to pay for the family behind me. How about that? It's a lot of...
Put it on your card.
Go into debt. Because,
open a credit card.
Because of a pay it forward. Yeah. That just seems a little ridiculous to me.
I want the same type of kindness and respect to be given that is given. Treat others the way you want to be treated.
That's
the golden rule. And that's the golden rule. And someone treated you the way that they wanted to be treated.
Yeah.
And now you're going to treat someone. I don't think anyone wants to be treated that way.
But here's the thing. And this is a great point by this person texting in as well. The person behind you doesn't know. Unless the drive-thru worker is like, hey, just so you know, that guy ahead of you just stopped to pay it forward. You would have no idea that was even going on. So that point is kind of null and void, Breeze.
No, but you know for your own subconscious, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Sure, and maybe that wasn't worth it to him to pay double. Don't you think?
You know what? I believe in karma.
Yeah, okay, sure.
And good karma coming back around.
Okay, so tell me this.
And why would you want to find yourself in a bad karma situation?
So tell me this. You go through a drive-thru.
My voice just cracked.
You go, it's not working well today. I'm trying. I'm sorry. You're in a drive-thru.
Yes.
And you, let's say you're going through, I know
that.
You're ordering, it's all you're ordering. And the person, you get to the drive-thru and they're like, hey, the person ahead of you, they just paid for your order and paying it forward. Isn't that awesome? And you're like, cool, great.
Yeah.
And you say, cool, I got the person next to, or behind me. Mm-hmm. And they say, okay, well, their total is $150 because they have a giant order for their entire office.
For their office.
You're telling me you're going to pay that.
Can
that's,
I pay half?
You're going to pay half of that?
Well.
Do you realize you're just throwing money around willy-nilly?
I'll buy them a donut. How about
one donut? Because here's the thing, and I see people texting about this as well, saying, just pay their portion. Yeah, but then it gets all thrown off and weird. And then
it's weird.
And then the drive-thru workers are subtracting. Like, I don't even know how you do that as a drive-thru worker.
Okay, you're saying that because we can't do basic math.
Well,
but they
yeah.
have calculators in front of them, so I think they'll be fine.
Still, I don't
us,
know.
We would panic.
I don't see a problem here. I don't see a problem at all. It's a nice gesture if you do it. Not saying not to do it, but I'm also saying don't feel like a monster if you end it.
It would stick with me for the rest of the day, but I might just have a subconscious. Who knows?
Maybe.
Who knows?
Yes, you definitely have a subconscious. This is very true. A lot of the texters voting sensible. Let me just run through a few of them right now, and you can jump in. Club BXY Safe text line at 69822. This person, just because you don't pay it forward right after someone does it for you, doesn't mean you give bad karma. Maybe you can't afford it today, but maybe you can tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, evens things out. This texter, no holiday should manipulate you enough to go into debt just to show people how nice you are. I don't always have extra cash on me, and I'm not going to put myself into debt just to make someone else happy by using my credit card.
Oh. Dear, real life Grinch weighing in.
It's not though. I completely agree with them. Yes, it's a nice gesture, but you shouldn't feel like a monster if you can't do it.
But why is someone going out of their way to make you happy if you're not going to do the same for other people?
That doesn't make any sense. But that's their decision. You shouldn't be forced. This person, we should not be judged in how we choose to give back. Giving back is a generosity and should not be expected. Perhaps this person was giving back in a way to people who need it, like a food bank. Sure, you don't know that.
So this text is interesting. This happened to me, and I only had enough for my coffee, but someone paid for me in front. I couldn't continue the line at the time, but later in the day, I started up again. I have no idea how long it continued. So just because you don't have it then, maybe you'll start it back up at a different day.
Sure. If you feel inclined to, I agree. The person says it's generosity. Do what you want to do. No one should feel obligated.
But don't you feel guilt in your own head thinking about the fact that someone paid for you and you didn't really do anything?
Not really, because that's their decision. And look, here's Einstein's point to us. We're a selfish society and even... Absolutely.
So, like, I feel like if I were to be in this situation, I would be so excited to be a part of it that
cool.
I would
throw money out. Well, I mean, look, that's your decision. And I think you're totally inclined to do that if that's what you choose. But I don't think it makes you a savage if you tend to go the other way.
I just think it's savage because you went with the intent of paying for something.
Yeah?
You didn't go with the intent of not.
Okay, so you're walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a $20 bill on the ground and nobody's around. Are you going to pick it up?
Yep. And I'll go to Dunkin' and pay for whoever's line.
Okay. Let's grab these calls. 222-9800. Holly from Victor. Savage or sensible being the person to end a pay it forward line at the drive-thru.
I have to go with sensible only because of the holiday season.
Okay. Explain.
Okay. So my fiance, he's a contractor. He owns his own business. And he always pays forward for people.
Okay.
But when it comes to holiday season, we're always tight on money because
sure.
of the kids.
Mm.
That's a great point, yeah.
That makes sense.
It's sensible wintertime, especially if people are ordering like $50 of food.
Yeah. Like I said, it's kind of a sick kind game of Russian roulette. Like you don't know what you're going to get dealt.
Exactly. Like you don't know if that person's ordering like the whole menu. I mean, like, if it's like a $20 or $30 meal, maybe it'd be okay.
Yeah.
Can't you ask? There's no harm in asking.
Well, the person, right, the woman that wrote in, her husband did ask, and then he found out it was a lot more money than he wanted to pay. So he was like, cool, thanks. Took off.
Right.
Peels out and Julius.
He does throw it on the order.
Right,
like, he will do that.
Okay.
But it's definitely dependent on what your other finances are, too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's nice to pay it forward, nice to pay for somebody else's meal, and it can definitely make the person's, like, behind you just amazing day. Like, it can make their day, and they can be happy all day. But if you can't afford it, then, you know, you can't afford it.
Right.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks for calling in this morning.
No problem. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Tammy's been on hold for a minute here. Hi, Tammy. Do you think it's savvy or sensible to be the person to end a pay it forward line at the drive through?
End it? I think it's savvy.
You're going savvy on this one.
Okay, Tam.
Why so?
Send it.
I think random acts of kindness go a long way. And
totally.
It doesn't even have to be financial. It could be, hey, you're walking down the side or you're driving down the road and you may have a plow in the front of your freaking truck.
Yeah.
But you see somebody shoveling their fanny off. What do you do? Stop and you ask, hey, do you need a hand?
Totally. And look, Tammy, I don't disagree with you about random acts of kindness for sure. I'm just saying that I don't think we need to feel obligated.
Well,
right?
No, but if you live by your certain morals,
yeah,
you can obligate yourself if you feel the need financially.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was thinking, Tammy. It's like,
yeah, Tammy, thanks for the phone call, by the way. Have a great one.
How can you, like, not think about that with days to come? Like, think about, you know, that was really nice. I really should do X.
Like Tammy was saying, though, I know she voted savage, but maybe the person maybe does feel a little guilty. Like, I wish I could have done that. But instead, they do something else. Like, they're still paying it forward. Why does that have to be monetary? I mean, it's great if it is. If you can, do it up. But
well, I mean, you're just faced with the situation, so you might as well go for it. I mean, seize the moment, right?
Maybe.
Right?
It's all your own personal entitlement and opinion to do what you want to do.
Okay.
I go sensible. I'm digging in.
I go savage.
All right, let's go to the poll, 98pxy.com. That's where you can always vote for savage or sensible. We love to kind of figure out where you stand on these things.
Of course.
Today's savage or sensible being the person to end a pay it forward line at the drive through. Today, 89% of the people voting are saying sensible.
All right, well, hope none of those people are in the drive through when I'm there. That would be awkward.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale.
More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.